CBA Mobile.
Boa, KN4 BWA.
Head to the pharmacy. I gotta pick up some drugs.
Have fun out there on the road, Bo. I'll tell you what, the idiots are out there.
My fifth grade teacher said, you know, it takes all kinds of makeup this world, so. Oh, Lordy.
With a mouth full of hot dogs. It's good. That's skin.
Stopped at that hot dog place, after you get past, Mills, what used to be Mills Mill, and on Mills Avenue, and you go up that long hill to the traffic light there where Kmart used to be. Right before you get there, there's a little strip mall on the right, and they serve, there's a hot dog place there. You ever been there?
That is one of the Skins Hot Dogs stores. And yeah, I've been in there many times. I am a connoisseur of good hot dogs. I can tell you where the good ones are, and I can tell you where the lousy ones are.
Well, if you will, if you'll look on the wall, I don't know where it is, but there's a picture of my mom and some of my relatives. They were Mack White, and was their last name. And there's about, I don't know, there's several ladies and several guys. It looks like they're eating a popsicle. I'm not a popsicle, but like a Tootsie Roll Pop or something. And I don't know what year it was, but it was taken. I'm sure it was before she got married to my dad.
We just have to meet for lunch one day. Go over there and meet over there at Skins and let you show me that.
Her name on there, but they misspelled it. Inverted to the letters, but her name's Eloise, or was Eloise, and they spelled it I-O instead of O-I, but it's not a big deal. But anyway, I saw it on Facebook, so I haven't seen it in person. I want to go over there and see it one day. She died back in 1959.
4 or 5?
Again.
4 or 5?
Poor Marjorie was 5.
Tough. But it looks like you survived it.
Learned about life in a hurry, you know, it comes at you fast and unexpectedly, and one thing it taught me was, every time my kids leave, I always give them a big hug and kiss and tell them I love them, because, I don't know if that might be the last time I see them, so, she went in for a minor surgery and got a staph infection, and they couldn't give her anything that would fight it off.
Memorial?
General Hospital then, and they took her by ambulance to Georgia to put her on dialysis. That was the nearest dialysis machine at the time. And she did respond to that and seemed to be better, but they were bathing her, and they when they went to turn her, she quit breathing. And the doctor said evidently it was an embolism, and it went to her lung, and that's all she wrote.
Well, did you get along with your stepmom?
We had a rough go at it for 7 years. I was never so glad to get out of there. Oh, me. But that was a learning experience, too. But anyway, it has made me who I am today. I'm like crazy as a lunatic.
Did you have any stepsisters or brothers?
Negative, Ghost Rider. She was not able to have children, and she didn't want me and Marjorie. she told me she couldn't wait till she had that we grew up and moved out of the house, so she could have our dad to herself. And she got her wish.
Did your dad hear her say that?
She was a narcissist in every sense of the word. But she knew not to mess with me, because she came at me one day. She was going to slap me, and I grabbed her arms and bent her back and put her down on her knees, because I wasn't going to put up with that. And my dad had already told her not to slap me. And so she never tried that again. And I didn't get disciplined for it either.
Kind of like the situation my dad grew up in. And it was not that great either. But he left when he was 15. Lived with his grandparents for about 3 or 4 months until he turned 16, and then joined the Army at 16 and went straight over to Korea.
Yeah, I graduated high school, and then my grandmother that raised us after for 8 years after my mom died, I moved back in with her that summer, and never looked back. Anytime I needed to go home, like from college or whatever, I went to my grandmother's, and that was to me, that was home, you know. And it worked out good. She was a special lady. We didn't get along too good either. But, you know, what the heck. His loss and mine too. Because, it was just an interesting situation. Might have been that generation. That's what people tell me. But anyway. So where are you off to?
I have been down to Townville, down next to the state line today, working. And I'm on my way back to the house now.
My wife was telling me that MUSC has a building up here now.
Is that at the hospital campus?
I don't think so, and there it's not a medical facility. I guess it's administrative or whatever. I don't know, but they are they are going to make their way up here and open some medical facilities, and that'll be, that'll give people safe retirement.
KN4VWA. Well, and that's not associated with the medical school at Prisma, is it?
No, it will not be.
I tell you what, you know Rick that comes to our lunch, right?
Does that again?
I just give you his name, Rick Davis. His son graduated from the medical school there at Prisma, and he's now doing pediatric research down in Alabama.
A good school, and they have, I don't know if I'll get this right, I think USC is the medical school, and then Clemson is the nursing school. Oh, I may have that backwards, but they have USC and Clemson on the same campus. Isn't that funny? That they have a Clemson school and a USC school on the same campus there at Memorial.
Yep. How about that? Well, that's interesting. Well, snake bud. So you think about that aeromobile plane, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Matter of fact, probably tomorrow when you come up.
I'll come bringing gifts, and hopefully it'll be enough greenbacks to. To purchase that starter.
We'll talk to you later, big guy. 73 is KN4VWA, clear.
Dave, have a good one. KB4CBA Mobile.